الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على النبي محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فهذا هو المجلس الثاني من المجالس المتعلقة بالشرح التاريخي على الرسالة الموسومة بأصول السنة بالإمام الحميدي رحمه الله تعالى. فأقول مستثنى بالله جل وعلا، قال الإمام الحافظ الكبير أبو بكر عبد الله بن الزبير الحميدي رحمه الله، والترحم على أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم، فإن الله عز وجل قال: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان فلم نؤمر إلا بالاستغفار لهم، فمن سبهم أو تنقصهم أو أحدا منهم فليس على السنة وليس له في الفيء حق. أخبرنا بذلك غير واحد عن مالك بن أنس أنه قال: قسم الله تعالى الفيء فقال للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. ثم قال: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان فمن لم يقل هذا لهم فليس ممن جعل له الفيء. نعم، تفضل.
الله يزيد فضلكم. الشيخ جزاه الله خيرا. He began with the praise to Allah Azza wa Jal and the exaltations upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the introduction, the Shaykh جزاه الله خيرا clarified that this is the second session of our commentary on the treatise titled وصول السنة by Al-Imam Abu Bakr Al-Humaydi رحمه الله تعالى. So I say, seeking the aid of Allah تبارك وتعالى, the major Imam, the memorizer, Abu Bakr Abdullah ibn Zubayr al-Humaydi rahimahullah ta'ala, he stated, and to seek the mercy of Allah upon the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them, for indeed Allah mighty and majestic is He, said, and those who have come after them, they say, O our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brethren who have hastened to the faith before us. So surely, we were not commanded with anything except to seek the forgiveness of Allah for them. So whoever curses them, or speaks ill of them, or even a single one of them, then surely he is not upon the sunnah, and he has no right to the fate. And the fate is the booty that is due to the Muslimin from war and the like. And we were told of this by more than one of the people of knowledge, narrating it back to Al-Imam Malik ibn Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he said, Allah, elevated is He, distributed the fate, فَقَالْ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, to the end of the verse. For it is for those who are impoverished from the migrants who have been kicked out of their homes, until Allah finally said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا, and those who came after them, saying, O our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brethren, to the end of the verse. So whoever does not say that to them, meaning does not make that dua for them, then surely he is not from those whom Allah has given a portion of the fate of the war booty to. Tafadhal Sheikh.
مذهب أهل السنة والحديث الذي دونوه في كتب السنة والاعتقاد على اختلاف عصورهم وتعدد بلدانهم وتفاوت لغاتهم جهة أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تتلخص في هذه الأمور. الأمر الأول الذم والقدح والتحذير والبغض والكراهية لكل من يذكر الصحابة جميعا أو بعضهم أو واحدا منهم بسوء، وأنه مبتدع ضال منحرف خارج عن سبيل أهل السنة. نعم.
Shaykh Jazakallah Khair, and he clarified, he said, and the position of the people of the Sunnah and the people of Hadith, that which is clarified in the books of the Sunnah and the books of Creed. Throughout the ages of this nation, and regardless of which realm or country from the country of the Muslimin this creed comes from, and despite the different languages, the creed that is established and written and jotted down in the books of the people of the Sunnah is to warn of, or rather is summarized in these coming matters. Firstly, to warn of and speak ill of and to hate whoever speaks ill against the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or speaks ill against a group of them, or even speaks ill of a single one of them. And that such an individual is an innovator and is misguided, indeed is a heretic, and one who is outside of the realm of the Sunnah. تفضل شيخ.
وقد قال إمام أهل السنة الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى: من التقف واحدا قال من التقف واحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أبغضه بحدث كان منه أو ذكر مساويه كان مبتدعا حتى يترحم عليهم جميعا ويكون قلبه لهم سليما. وقال أيضا: ومن تنقص أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا ومن تنقص أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا ينطوي إلا على بلية وله خزيئة سوء، إذ قصد إلى خير الناس وهم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم.
شيخ جزاه الله خيرا. He continued explaining. He said, and indeed Imam Ahmad, the Imam of the people of the Sunnah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, whoever speaks ill of a single one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or hates him for any of the mistakes that he may have committed, or speaks publicly exposing a flaw that occurred from him or a mistake that occurred from him, then surely this makes him an innovator. And he would remain so until he repents by حَتَّى يَتَرَحَّمْ عَلَى جَمِيعِهِمْ, until he seeks forgiveness from Allah and His mercy upon the entirety of them, and until his heart becomes free of any hate and dislike for them. And he also said, and whoever speaks ill of any of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surely there is no doubt that his heart is encompassing some evil and that he is hiding within him some matter of disease and illness. For surely he ended up attacking the best of all of mankind, and these are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tafadhal Sheikh.
وقد بين الله تعالى حال أهل التقى والصلاح ممن جاء بعد الصحابة جهة الصحابة وأرشد إليه ورغب فيه وأنه الترحم عليهم رضي الله عنهم والاستغفار لهم وسلامة القلب من الغل والحقد عليهم. فقال سبحانه في سورة الحشر: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. والسابقون لنا بالإيمان هم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، بل عن طريقهم دخلنا، بل عن طريق نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وطريقهم دخلنا في الإسلام، ودخل أهل الأقطار والبلدان المختلفة في الإسلام. وقد صح عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها قالت في شأن المخذولين من الخوارج والروافض: أمروا بالاستغفار لأصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فسبوهم. نعم.
The Sheikh Jazahullah Khairan, he continued, he said, and indeed Allah has clarified the affair and the attitude of the people of piety and the people of goodness from those who will come after the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He clarified their attitude and their stance regarding the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, after clarifying it, guided to it and enticed and encouraged the creation to be of that same attitude and to be of that same stance. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified what it is. It is to seek the mercy of Allah for them and ask Allah to forgive them their sins, and to have no hate or ill will or ill feelings or chagrin for them in one's bosom and heart. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. And those who have come after them, meaning after the companions, the Shaykh explained, they say, O our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brethren who have hastened to the faith before us. And then he said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And do not leave any hate or enmity in our hearts for those who have believed, O our Lord, indeed you are most merciful and kind. And these who have hastened to the faith before us, indeed, the Shaykh explains, are none but the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, it is through the pathway of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then their path, that we have come to Islam, and the people of the different areas and the different countries and the different lands have all entered through unto Islam through this one path. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is authentically narrated that she said, في شأن المخذولين, regarding those who have not been given success from the Khawarij and their likes and the Rawafid from the Shia, indeed, they have been commanded, meaning by Allah Azza wa Jal, to seek the forgiveness of Allah for the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fasabbuhum. But instead, they ended up cursing at them and speaking ill of them. Fadlu Shaykh.
الأمر الثاني السكوت عن ما جرى بين الصحابة رضي الله عنهم من الخلاف بعد مقتل عثمان رضي الله عنه، وذلك حتى لا تنجر الألسن أو القلوب إلى ذم أو بغض أو انتقاص أحد منهم فتهلك وتخسر وتضر بآخرتها، وذلك لأن أكثر ما يروى من الأقاويل والقصص في ذلك كذب، ومنه ما زيد فيه أو نقص حتى تغير عن معناه الصحيح، والصحيح منه قليل، وهم فيه إما مجتهدون مصيبون أو مجتهدون مخطئون، ولهم من السوابق والفضائل ما يوجب مغفرة ما يصدر منهم إن صدر، حتى إنه يغفر لهم من السيئات ما لا يغفر لمن بعدهم، لأن لهم من الحسنات التي تمحو السيئات ما ليس لمن بعدهم، وقد نقل غير واحد من أهل العلم إجماع السلف الصالح على السكوت عما شجر بين الصحابة من الخلاف، وممن نقله الإمام المزني والإمام ابن أبي زمنين والإمام أبو عثمان الصابوني والإمام ابن تيمية، بل جاء من طرق عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إذا ذكر أصحابي فأمسكوا، وقد ذكر العلامة الألباني رحمه الله أن لهذا الحديث طرقا وشواهد يتقوى بها. تفضل.
زاد الله في فضلك كل شيء جزاه الله خيرا. He continued. He said, secondly, it is from the stance of the people of the Sunnah and the people of Hadith to refrain from speaking of and opining regarding the matter of that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam differed in after the killing of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is in observance of protecting the hearts and the tongues from hating or speaking ill of or insulting any of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, any of these affairs which would lead to the destruction of an individual and the loss of his akhirah, the loss of his afterlife and whatever place he may have had with Allah. And also because the majority of that which is being narrated regarding the affairs of the companions after this fitna is fabricated and inauthentic and either added to or subtracted from. It is tampered with. It is not authentic text. And as for that which is authentic from amongst that which is being told regarding this affair, it is very little. What is authentic is very little. And whatever is authentically narrated that they have made mistakes in, then surely they are between one of two states. Either they've made a mistake, and so they have one reward from Allah, or they were correct regarding their positions and thus they have two rewards from Allah. For they were people of ijtihad, meaning they were qualified to opine in the religion of Allah. additionally they have من السوابق والفضائل ما يوجب المغفرة. They have from the good deeds and from the status and rank with Allah Azza wa Jal, and from the beautiful sacrifices that they have sacrificed in the cause of Allah and in the cause of His religion, that which none other than they has. Things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to will forgive them, that which He will not forgive other than they. For surely they have good deeds that will affect their sins with erasure in a way that others beneath them do not have the same. And surely the people of knowledge, more than one, have narrated that it is a matter of consensus amongst the Salaf to refrain from speaking regarding the matters that transpired between the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a consensus was narrated by Al-Imam Al-Muzani and Ibn Abi Zamanayn and Abu Uthman Al-Sabuni and Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Furthermore, it has come on behalf of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُ. If my companions are being spoken about, then refrain, meaning refrain from speaking ill of them. Al-Allama, the major scholar of hadith, Shaykh Al-Albani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentioned that this hadith has come from more than one chain of narrations and has corroborating narrations by which it is deemed authentic. تفضل شيخ.
بل إن الإمام ابن بطة رحمه الله قد نقل إجماع أهل السنة على ترك النظر في والقراءة في الكتب التي تتكلم وتخوض فيما شجر بين الصحابة من خلاف، ويدخل تحت هذا المجالس والمحاضرات والأشرطة والسيديهيات والفضائيات ومواقع الإنترنت التي تخوض فيما شجر بين الصحابة رضي الله عنهم من خلاف، حتى ولو كان باسم التاريخ ومعرفته، فإن مذهب أهل السنة هو ترك النظر إليها وترك قراءة ما فيها وترك الاستماع إليها، لأن وترك الاستماع إليها. تفضل.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. شيخ جزاه الله خيرا. He said, but furthermore, الإمام ابن بطة رحمه الله تعالى narrated the consensus of the people of the Sunnah on the matter of not even looking into or reading from the books that speak of and delve into the matter of that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam differed in. And surely, included in the meaning of this are gatherings in which such speech is delved into, or lectures, or tapes, or CDs, or websites, or TV channels in which this matter is being spoken about, the matter of the differences or the differing between the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely all of this is included in the meaning of what was narrated, even if they do so in the name of history, in order to record history, because this is the stance and the position and the creed of the people of the Sunnah, to not look into such matters and to not listen to those who speak of such matters.
الأمر الثالث التمسك بما كان عليه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم من العلم والعمل ومتابعتهم فيه مما صحت به الآثار عنهم، فتفهم نصوص القرآن والسنة على ضوء ما فهموه، وتجرى على ما أجروه، ولا يخرج بها عن أقوالهم، ويتابعون في القول والفعل والترك في جميع أبواب الشريعة، في العقيدة وفي العبادات وفي المعاملات، وذلك لأنهم شهدوا نزول القرآن ووعوه وحفظوه وعرفوا تفسيره وتأويله، فإن تكلموا أو عملوا أو كفوا فعن علم وعلى هدى وبصيرة. نعم.
الشيخ جزاه الله خيرا. He said, and the third matter that is from the position of the people of the Sunnah regarding the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to tenaciously adhere to that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were upon, from both the matters of knowledge and application, and to follow in their footsteps regarding that which is authentically narrated back to them, and to understand the texts of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in accordance with their understanding, and to apply them in a fashion similar to their application, and surely to never opine regarding these texts that which is entirely unfound in their understanding, and that they should be followed in their statements, in their actions, and likewise in that which they have abstained from and refrained from. And this is equally applicable in all of the matters of the legislation and the religion, be it a matter of creed or worship or transactions. And this is because they are the ones who witnessed and attended as the Quran was being revealed and saw the reasons for such revelation. And they understood it and memorized it, and they have come to know its exegesis and explanation. And so whatever it is they have spoken regarding it, or applied of it, or refrained from in its matter regarding its matter, then surely all of this was based upon knowledge and insight.
وقد دل على تقرير هذا الأصل والتمسك بما كان عليه الصحابة ومتابعتهم في القول والعمل نصوص القرآن والسنة، ومن هذه النصوص قول الله تعالى في سورة التوبة: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار هم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان هم من جاء بعدهم إلى أن تقوم الساعة. ففي هذه الآية جعل الله سبحانه وتعالى الصحابة متبوعين في الدين، وأثنى على من بعدهم باتباعهم لما كان عليه الصحابة، ووعد من اتبعهم إلى يوم القيامة برضاه عنهم والخلود في الجنة. وصح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ. فأمر صلى الله عليه وسلم باتباع سنة الخلفاء ومجانبة ما أحدث على خلافها، وشدد في ذلك ووصفهم بالرشد والهداية. نعم
شيخ جزاه الله خيرا. He continued saying, and surely from the evidences proving this foundational principle, from the principles of Islam, are many of the texts of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From amongst them is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the foremost, the early migrants, and the foremost from the Ansar, those who received and supported the migrants, and those who followed in their footsteps in goodness, indeed Allah is pleased with them and they with Him, and He has prepared for them gardens underneath which rivers flow. Indeed, that is the tremendous victory. So the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the foremost from the migrants and those who received and supported them, this is a reference to the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the statement, and those who followed in their footsteps in goodness, this is a reference to everyone who falls under this description until the day of judgment from those who come after them. And so, according to this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal made the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam role models to be followed in the matter of religion. And Allah praised those who follow in their footsteps due to their following. They are being praised because they follow in their footsteps. And due to their tenacious adherence to that which the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon. And Allah has promised them, those who follow in their footsteps, His pleasure, and that they be pleased with Him, and to eternally reside in the gardens of Eden. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is authentically reported to have said, so upon you is to follow my sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. According to this statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he concluded by saying, عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ, bite upon it with your molar teeth. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the following of the sunnah of his companions, the khulafa, and he described them as rightly guided. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further warned of following whatever it is that was innovated to contradict their ways and that differs from their method. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this affair. Tafadhal Shaykh.
وما ضل من ضل من الفرق والجماعات والأحزاب ولا انحرف وما ضل من ضل من الفرق ولا انحرف من انحرف من الجماعات ولا انحدر من انحدر من الناس إلا حين استقل بفهمه للنصوص الشرعية وخرج عن أفهام الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وما كانوا عليه من القول والعمل والفعل والترك. وقد كانت أول جملة بدأ بها الإمام أحمد ابن حنبل رحمه الله في رسالته المشهورة بأصول السنة أن قال أصول السنة عندنا، يعني عند أهل السنة والحديث، التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء بهم. تفضل.
جزاه الله خيرا. Continued and he said, and surely none of those who became misguided or became deviant or have fallen off the path from the people of innovation and the people of the sects and the people of the parties and the groups, none of them have faced what they faced of deviance and misguidance except when they took upon their own separate understanding of the texts of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and walked away and left behind the understandings of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and left alone that which they were upon, the companions, what they were upon of words and actions, of application and of leaving alone and ceasing and refraining. And the very first sentence that the major Imam of the people of the Sunnah, Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullahu ta'ala, began his treatise, the famous treatise, Usul al-Sunnah, with is the statement, Usul al-Sunnati indana التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء بهم. The foundations of the Sunnah with us, meaning with the people of the Sunnah and the people of Hadith, is to adhere to that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon, and to follow in their footsteps, take them as role models. فضل الشيخ.
وقول الإمام مالك رحمه الله الذي نقله عنه الحميدي أن من لم يستغفر لأصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويترضى عنهم وتعرض لهم بالسب والتنقص أنه ليس له من الفيء شيء، قد ثبت عن الإمام مالك رحمه الله بإسناد صحيح. والمراد بالفيء الغنائم المالية التي يغنمها المسلمون في أثناء الجهاد في سبيل الله، فإن السنة أن تقسم هذه الأموال على المشاركين في هذه الغزوة وهذا الجهاد الذي اكتسب منه الذي اكتسب فيه هذا المال. فمن يتنقص الصحابة ويتعرض لجنابهم فليس له من هذا نصيب. وقد احتج الإمام مالك رحمه الله بالآية التي في سورة الحشر والتي سمعتم قراءتها غير مرة، لأن هذه الآية والآيات التي بعدها جاءت بعد آيات توزيع غنيمة توزيع الغنيمة التي تحصل من الجهاد في سبيل الله، وبإمكانكم أن تراجعوا ذلك في بداية سورة الحشر. نعم.
الشيخ جزاه الله خيرا. He continued and he said, and as for the statement that was narrated by Imam al-Humaydi in this book on behalf of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that whoever does not seek the forgiveness of Allah and seek the pleasure of Allah for the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and indeed subjects himself to cursing them or insulting them or speaking ill of them, that he has no portion of the fate, this is actually authentically narrated back to Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with a solid sound of narration, chain of narrations. And what is intended with the word fate herein is the booty of war. These financial gains that the people of Islam actually make during battle. For surely the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dictates that these gains, such booty, must be distributed amongst those who participated in the battle and participated in that particular endeavor or expedition. And such money that is gained from this particular expedition is to be distributed amongst its participants. And so, the one who speaks ill of the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has no right in such booty, even if he's a participant in such an expedition. And Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he used this particular verse that you have heard being recited more than once from Surah Al-Hashr as his evidence to indicate that they have no right to their share of the booty. And this is because this verse has come after the verses in Surah Al-Hashr that clarify how it is that the fate must be distributed and what shares go to whom. And whomsoever wills or wishes to, let them revise or go back and study this in Surah Al-Hashr. Fadl Shaykh.
فأنتم أخبرتم أن عندكم درس آخر فلعلي أقف عند هذا الحد.
الله يبارك فيكم شيخ.
آمين فيكم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
الله يبارك فيكم.
ونكمل إن شاء الله غدا.
نعم.
ونكمل إن شاء الله غدا.
نعم إن شاء الله. أسأل الله أن يبارك فيكم شيخا وينفع بجهودكم وأن يجعل هذا العمل خالصا لوجهه متقبلا عنده.
أنا لعلي نسيت أن أطرح الأسئلة، فهل في وقت لطرح الأسئلة؟
تفضلوا شيخنا، لا بأس.
السؤال و هذه بعض الأسئلة المتعلقة بما سمعتموه في هذا الدرس. السؤال الأول، مذهب أهل السنة والحديث يتلخص في ثلاثة أمور جهة أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فلتذكر هذه الثلاثة مختصرة. السؤال الثاني، ما حكم من انتقص واحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ السؤال الثالث، ما هو الواجب على من جاء بعد الصحابة من المسلمين جهة أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ اذكر على ذلك، اذكر هذا الواجب واذكر عليه دليلا من السنة. السؤال الرابع، ما هو مذهب أهل السنة في الكتب والمجالس والمحاضرات والأشرطة والسيديهيات والفضائيات ومواقع الإنترنت التي تخوض فيما شجر بين الصحابة رضي الله عنهم من خلاف، ودلل على ذلك بالإجماع ومن ذكره. أكتفي بهذا، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
الله يبارك فيكم شيخنا وأحسن إليكم.
وفيك بارك، حياكم
السلام عليكم. حياكم شيخ، وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Sheikh Jazahullah Khairan has concluded the class for tonight. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him for his efforts and left us with a number of questions that, as the Sheikh explained previously, must be answered at least. An individual listening to this class must be able to answer these questions. The first of these questions is the position of the people of the Sunnah and Hadith as regards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be summarized in 3 points. Mention these 3 matters briefly. The second question: what is the ruling regarding an individual who speaks ill of one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Thirdly, what is obligatory upon a Muslim who has come after the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards them? What is obligatory upon a Muslim towards the companions? Mention that obligation and then mention one proof from the Sunnah. Fourth question: what is the position and stance, the creed of the people of the Sunnah regarding books, gatherings, lectures, tapes or CDs, TV channels or websites that delve into the matter of the affairs that the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ differed and disputed about? And then mention your proof from the consensus of the people of knowledge and who it is exactly that narrated such a consensus. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبيه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Inshallah, the brothers and sisters following along with us, stay tuned for the next class. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.